Next up, we have a gentleman that it has been my habit to see on the porch at the inn, usually holding a mandolin, today holding a guitar, but always available to play, always sharing a good song. And I assume he's going to be doing the same thing for us tonight. So, as they wind him into position. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mike Delaney.
Thank you, Buffy. Thank you, everyone, for making this week special. That's for Josh White. I want to also mention two first-year Sam W. people that have really made my week special, and that's Toby and Jane. They're both in Bob Frankie's songwriting class with me, and Jane was so supportive and insightful, and Toby just knows everything about music. I'm hoping that he doesn't know this song, though. I wanted to find a song that he didn't know. This is actually a song by Susan Werner. It's really, and it's the hidden track at the end of her latest CD. And we'll see how it goes. I'm working this week. My mission this week is attitude. So the last song ends. Oh, I didn't say it. She plays it on the keyboard. I'm going to play it on guitar. So this is my arrangement of this song. Oh, yeah. When they make the movie of my life. I don't even remember it. Okay, I'm ready. This is a studio, so, you know, take two. When they make the movie of my life, I hope they get somebody beautiful to play me. Somebody beautiful and eloquent to play me. When they make the movie of my life. And when they make the movie of my life, I hope they get somebody famous to direct it. Somebody famous and a genius to direct it. When they make the movie of my life. And everyone will see how hard it's been for me, how much I've overcome to be someone deserving of a motion picture. And when they write the book about my life, I hope they talk about my sexual adventures, my very legendary passionate adventures. When they write the book about my life, and when they write the book about my life, I hope they mention I was very good with children, good with the elderly and animals and children. When they write the book about my life, and everyone will see they underrated me. How much they disbelieved and misperceived this living saint and tiger woman. But if they really made a movie of my life, they'd show me going to 1,000 stupid movies. And if they really wrote a book about my life, they'd say I read a lot of nothing little novels. And all this is true, and everyone would see my mediocrity, how I deserve to be forgotten just like everybody else. So, please don't make a movie of my life. Don't make a musical or write me into fiction. I don't deserve any portrayal or depiction. Please just let me live my little, very, very nothing little life. My life. My life. My life. You know, after all, it has been rather remarkable. My life. Thank you very much.
Mike Delaney.